and gnashing of teeth. These people have put themselves in a place where they're cut off from the life of God. Now, Matthew chapter 25, he says, then the kingdom. Now, this is, we're still in the same context. Of heaven will be likened to 10 virgins. It's an example. Which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. And they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. Now the whole context is that they can't see. It's midnight. Jesus said at midnight a cry was made. It's the darkest time of the day. It's a time of upheaval. It's a time of darkness. And a cry comes. The bridegroom is coming. Go out and meet him. The wise knew. And they could see. That's the whole context of the oil. They could see. They could see his coming. And if you were one of these without oil and you're on this pathway and the bridegroom is coming to get his bride and you have no oil in your lamp, means you can't see. There were no street lamps at that time. You either had the ability to see him coming or you didn't have it. And they didn't have it. And that's why they turned to the righteous and said, give us your oil because we can't see. Our lamps are gone out. And the righteous said, well, it's not ours to give you. This is something deeper than somebody just putting their hands on you and imparting something to you. This is about a whole core value system of God in your heart. This is about the very reason why you are on the earth as the bride of Christ. And they can't see. And the oil was lost because they never understood its purpose. Folks, that's the bottom line of it all. They lost the ability to see because they never understood why the Holy Spirit is given. Or if they did understand, they rejected it and used it for some other purpose. But I want to remind you of this one verse of Scripture. Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because, and that means for this reason. That's what the word because means. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me for this reason. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, the recovering of sight to the blind, and to set free or at liberty those that have been bruised or wounded. This is why the Spirit of God is upon us. This is why the oil is given. This is why the Holy Spirit has come to the church. This is why you and I are here in our generation. Praise be to God.